Hallelujah. I had to go to Uganda. One of the frontline and most noble ministers of the gospel in Nigeria was he put up a crusade in Uganda and requested my presence, so I had to go in honor of that invitation. And that's why we were not here for a few days, but we thank God we are back. And to the glory of God, we'll have a moment this night and the heavens will be open. Indeed, God is doing something in East Africa. The crusade was massive, it was explosive. And God is beginning to make a sound in the region. We trust him for the intensity of that sound to swallow up every other sound that is not consistent with the frequency of the sound that the Lord is making. He's calling his people to commitment. He's calling his people to devotion. He's calling his people to loyalty. He's calling his people to the place of sacrifice so that he can have cause to set foot in our territory and to do damage to the infrastructure that Satan has built over the years in order for him to establish his name and his kingdom in our land. In a moment of time, we want to take a prayer, just a quiet prayer. You want to pray for yourself. The sound of revival is coming into East Africa. And when God moves like that, it's a privilege for you to experience it in your generation. When he moves like that and you take advantage of the fact that you understand that he's moving and you key into what he's doing, what happens is that he begins to raise men and women of might out of nothing. You heard the story of the bishop. He went into the wilderness and he encountered God, and God began to raise a man of might out of nothing. That is my story. In fact, when we began to preach the gospel of the kingdom, senior ministers in my region began to say, I like controversy, that I like swimming against the tide. But because then the sound that was in the body of Christ was success and economic empowerment. And I began to cry with the voice of a lamentation that God was saying that his people have another God. The idol of materialism has been erected in the very heart of the Church of Jesus. People do things that they do because they want to succeed and to show their neighbors that they are not failing. And God was weeping. And I began to cry from the wilderness. I began to cry. They said, no, he's going to be poor. It was Jesus I met. Hallelujah. Today, that cry has transformed into a wave. It's a wave. And you know what? We are not about to stop crying. We'll still cry. Oh, they say, oh, when he goes to Europe, when he ministers to white people, he will change his message so that he can. In the heart of London, I cried about fornication with strong cries, strong. And the repentance was massive. We will yet cry. The Bible says, cry yet saying, thus saith the Lord, my cities true prosperity will yet be spread abroad. Listen, it is time for you to begin to align yourself. Put sin behind you. Begin to practice the presence of God. Begin to texture your spirit in prayer to be able to handle grace, because that is the currency of transformation. It's called grace. When God wants to build his purposes into the earth, what he does is that he makes grace available. And so this morning, are you there? I say, are you there? When he wants to build his plan into the earth, the resource that he makes available is grace. Grace can conquer sin. Grace can conquer Satan. Grace can conquer the world. Grace can conquer poverty. Grace is the spiritual capital that God pours over the life of a man that gives him the capacity to rise above the circumstances and the situations that bedevil other people. Have you heard the scripture that says, when they shall say, there is a casting down, you shall say, there is a lift. Now, you see, the same circumstances that are responsible for people being cast down, are you there? Will be the same circumstances that will act as a springboard to launch you into higher pedestals of glory. Are you there? Anytime in the Bible, when God wants to exalt a man of grace, you know what he does? He allows famine to come. Famine. And anyone whose rising is not connected to grace will be swept by famine. And then the guys that have contacted grace, it's in the midst of that famine that they begin to spring forth. We want to pray today as we round up this service. Let's ask him for grace. Listen, I was born a stammerer. I could not speak. Yes, intelligence, maybe I had that a little, but speech, no. And then God now says, you will be my messenger. I said, when you were creating people, you created people that can talk. And then you are now coming to me. You didn't give me the ability to speak. You are coming to me now to say, I should be your messenger. Did you forget that I will be your messenger? Now I can't talk. You know what he did? He didn't answer my questions. He made grace available. So he said, oh, I've come from a community of witches. There is witchcraft in my extended family. They manipulate people's destiny. You know what? Contact grace. Witchcraft cannot manipulate it. So we are poor people, very humble, and that's how we have been from generation. Contact grace. That's the instrument with which God makes the mighty. That's the strong hand of God upon a man that makes him defy the powers hidden behind circumstances and situations. Can you ask him, give us grace? These are the days where he wants to establish his kingdom. And his functionaries will need to be equipped with supernatural power. We need grace. Oh my God. A new set of leaders arising in the body of Christ, because God is beginning to distribute his grace upon his people afresh. A new sound is coming in the body of Christ, because God is beginning to deposit his grace on his sons and on his daughters. We will not travel empty-handed. The Lord will make grace available. It is by this grace that he causes a little one to become a thousand. It is by this grace that he causes a small one to become a strong nation. It is by this grace that though your beginning might be small, your later end greatly increases. For the Lord will strengthen us with might by his spirit in the inner man. The Bible says, we will mount up with wings like eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Make grace available. Make grace available. Let the wonder of your grace manifest in our midst. Korea masike embre ula iska maitoma. Remo siko sela meda gilasko te. Egilai kumbamala isa sela igo bravatali. Ebromena siko breketana osalaito. Igozenia tenisko preska falama natala. Isko mezi ketando oroske. Ramante kusketa biga batwa. Isko belatiske breskontami. Akai konskaba bogodele isamantos kigo brakabasketo mantelia ikabema karabosanti abrekoskete kedimantoria ikabremoseke aramosiko bentoli. What God wants to do in your life, your limitations, your frustrations, your past, your mistakes cannot stop it if grace is released. If grace is released, if grace is released, it can erase the power of failures. It can erase the power of many mistakes. It can set you on a pedestal. Lord, we ask for grace. We ask for grace. Thank you, Jesus. We ask for grace. We ask for your grace. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Once upon a time, the only thing I had the ability to do that is in ministry now was to teach. That's the first line of grace that I stumbled upon. If we do a conference like this, oh my God, I will be anointed. But when you take me out from within the church wall and put me on a crusade ground, the anointing will lift. Because of that, I never preached on a crusade ground. If you put me inside of the church, it will be a blessing. Take me out, put me on the platform. A day came. We were holding a meeting like this, and the Holy Spirit came down. I knew something shifted. I did not know what it was. Then they invited me to preach outdoor. I told them, you will be disappointed. I don't have what it takes to preach outdoor. They insisted that it was God that revealed it to them that I'm supposed to preach. So I came outdoor, not knowing what will happen. But the grace had been released. And I was stronger outdoor than I was inside. Do you know what? God can add more grace. You might be an expert in something, and then you say, no, I cannot do this. God can add more grace. You know, the Bible says that God is able to make all grace abound. So we trust him this evening. He will make all grace abound.